With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says the overthrow of Syria's Assad regime is a great opportunity for the future of the Syrian people.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future for their proud country.
Assad and his family now in Russia, where they've already been granted asylum. Also at SRNnews.com, ongoing political tensions in South Korea.
South Korean prosecutors have detained a former defense minister who allegedly recommended last week's brief but stunning martial law imposition to President Yoon Suk-yeol. Local media say that ex-defense minister Kim Yong-hyun voluntarily appeared on Sunday at a Seoul prosecutor's office where he had his mobile phone confiscated and was detained. A law enforcement official says Kim was later sent to a Seoul detention facility. Kim's detention came a day after Yoon avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him, with most ruling party lawmakers boycotting a floor vote to prevent a two-thirds majority needed to suspend his presidential powers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump is pushing Russian leader Vladimir Putin to reach an immediate ceasefire with Ukraine. Mr. Trump describes it as part of his active efforts as president-elect to end the war despite being weeks yet from actually taking office. Police don't know where he is or who he is or why he did it, but the frustrating search for United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killer, now in its fifth day, investigators say they right now are just grasping for anything. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Border Patrol hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent says the hardest thing most people don't understand, we are often called terrible names. This is SRN News. General Motors has reached an agreement to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing, Michigan.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The company is expected to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it will rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee, to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
As correspondent Jeremy House, how much would you pay for a pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz? Well, they had an auction yesterday, Heritage Auctions. They thought the slippers would fetch about $3 million. Instead, it was $28 million. More details at SRNnews.com.